This is KUT. Across Texas, ranchers and people who deal in cattle are voting in a unique kind of election this week. It's all about raising the tax they pay when they sell a cow or a bull. And as KUT's Mo Bushell reports, it's sparked a debate on the way beef business is done in Texas and across the country.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef.
You might not know about the Beef Checkoff program.
Roast beef.
But you're probably familiar with the ads it finances. Here we go.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
The checkoff is basically a $1 tax on a cow every time it's sold. The government doesn't collect this tax. The money goes to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The industry group uses some of it to promote beef. Ranchers agreed to the checkoff years ago to advertise their product.
Every time the price of beef goes up, it helps me.
And rancher Curtis Yontz Jr. says beef needs all the help it can get.
Over the years, there has been a lot of misconceptions about beef and the quality of beef. And any time that there has been a instance where there was an issue, it seemed like beef was always the first one to get ridiculed.
He says the checkoff is an important weapon in the war for space on the American dinner table. There are competitors for that space. I'm talking about chicken, veggies, and of course,
pork, the other white meat.
But now that $1 tax isn't going as far as it used to. So here in Texas, Yontz is supporting a proposal to double the checkoff to $2 per cow. That extra buck would not be shared with the out-of-state lobby. It would stay right here in Texas.
What it will allow the Texas Beef Council to do is to spend that money as they see fit to promote Texas beef.
Promoting beef with extra dollars when we don't have the cattle counts here will not do anything to promote beef inside the United States, but perhaps bring more beef in from outside of the United States. And they do not pay a checkoff.
That's Lori Hannon. She operates a dairy and deals in beef cattle in Martin's Mill, Texas. She's against raising the checkoff, as you can tell. And it's not just the extra dollar she's got a problem with. There's even a way people can get reimbursed for that. Her beef, if you will, is with promoting a product that's hitting levels of scarcity unseen since the 1950s.
If we generically promote beef and we don't have it here, there will be the encouragement to bring in beef from outside the country.
That echoes a broader criticism that the checkoff promotional campaign benefits larger scale producers and meat packers over smaller grass-fed cattle operations. For some, the vote isn't just about a $1 tax. It's a referendum on the way this money promotes U.S. beef. But supporters, like Curtis Yontz Jr., say cattle scarcity makes raising the tax all the more important.
Yes, the cattle numbers are down. The revenues to promote are down because of that.
Both sides have one more day to vote on the proposal. Anyone who owns cattle or who owned any since last June 6th is eligible to vote on the Texas checkoff. They can do that at any AgriLife County Extension office through tomorrow. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mo Bushell, KUT News.
For more on this, let's bring in a veteran agriculture reporter. Mike McCraw worked for the Kansas City Star. He now works for Kansas City Public Television. Mike, thanks for talking to KUT about this.
Nice to be here, Nick.
So I just checked the USDA's monthly beef price report, and in the last 3 months, the retail price of fresh beef was at an all-time high. It's an average of around $5.50 a pound. So Moses' piece, I think, raises kind of an interesting question. Why charge producers to promote a product whose supply is so limited right now?
And whose price is quite high in compared to pork and chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the answer to that for sure, but I can say that the beef promotion machine has gotten pretty big over the last few decades. A lot of people depend on it for salary. A lot of advertising companies depend on it for income. And it's a program that's well established, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who want it to remain well established and spend more money.
How popular is the beef checkoff program among ranchers that you've spoken with?
That's a good question. There have been a number of surveys, opinion surveys, among farmers and ranchers, and there is more than 700,000 individual, many of them small, farmers and ranchers around the country. most opinion surveys come back fairly positive on the beef promotion program. They like it. They want it to be promoted. They believe it might help their business. But this last survey done a few months ago, I believe over half of the respondents kind of questioned how well the program is actually managed.
And what about large processors such as Tyson? How do they feel about paying money to advertise for beef when I guess they're producing products that include all sorts of different meats?
Well, Tyson, for instance, produces pork, chicken, and beef. The cost to small farmers and ranchers of a dollar a head isn't huge. But when you get to the other end of the funnel and you have large companies involved in buying lots and lots of cattle, some of these plants slaughter 4,000 head a day, it gets into higher money levels. And besides, they advertise their product themselves. Tyson, for example, just speaking for the clarity of it, why would they want to promote beef against their other two major products, both of which also have promotion boards, by the way?
Right. Great point. Mike, is there any indication that all of this promotion urging people to eat beef, that it actually works to increase demand?
I'm not an expert on marketing, promotion, etc., but I think that I've read reports that indicate pretty strongly that it does, at certain special times, it does help increase demand, or at least puts it in front of a consumer's mind when they're going through the meat section of the grocery store. Some of the commercials they've done are almost iconic. You can remember the wording. You can remember the music. And so in terms of doing memorable advertising, there's no question that the beef promotion system has produced those kinds of ads. But there's also questions about the other things they do with their money. There are a lot of health studies about whether eating a lot of beef is healthy or not. And of course, I'd say all the studies that are financed by the Beef Promotion Board say, hey, it's great for you. It's good for your heart. Eat more of it. And so other studies would contradict that. The beef promotion money has also been used to study things like, you remember the pink slime controversy of a year or two ago.
Right.
The beef promotion people basically studied pink slime, and that's not the correct wording. The cattle industry would have a cow if they heard me say that. Lean, finely textured beef, I think, is the proper name. But they did some consumer studies on that that may have benefited just one company that produced the product.
So Texas cattle producers are voting on this Texas beef checkoff through tomorrow. Do you know how long it will take to get a count on the vote and find out what happens next?
No idea at all. But I do know a number of states have been wanting to double their beef promotion money. And I believe they have talked about doing it on the national level, too. So there's a lot of pressure out there to increase the tax per head on beef cattle, even at a time when beef prices are really high and it's sometimes hard to find.
Mike McGraw is a veteran agriculture reporter with the Kansas City Star. He now works for Kansas City Public Television, and he was talking to us about Texas ranchers voting on the state beef checkoff program. Mike, thanks so much for talking to us.
Very nice to be on with you, Nathan. Thank you.
This is KUT.